好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi， 大家好 ，I'm Susan。
Hi， I'm Al。
首先，我们来复习一下上次的内容。
In the black, in the red。
Since you earn money and you lose money。
对，这个要跟中文的那种思维方式要区分开。In the red 实际上是赤字，而不是红色啊，大好光景一片。It's different。
实际上我们也有这样的说法了，财政赤字。
Right。
赤。
对，这是因为跟国际接轨
啊。好。
Something like that。
行。
Keep open house。
This hospitality, your neighbor is really hospitable。
非常的好客。Keep open house。非常把经常把门打开Knock yourself out。
Feel free at my house。
对，就是
knock yourself out。
Be yourself。
Really good。
And lose one's shirt, everyone probably knows it already。
就是输得身无分文了。
And a very interesting one, love handles。
I love this one
。Love handles 是腰间的赘肉。Love handles, huh? Quite interesting.
Love, so sweet.
Yes.
And the sentence that we mentioned is the I'll keep my eyes open for you.
I will keep my eyes open for you. 我会
帮
你
留意的。
对，还有呢，就是
监视。
I'll keep an eye on somebody, 就是
监
视了。
I'll keep an eye out for. Keep eyes out for 就是寻找某人了。
Okay, so
let's begin the new ones.
Make beautiful music together.
一起，字面意思呢就是一起做，一起演奏动听的音乐。Make beautiful music together. What's that really mean?
Okay, let's see. I'm quite sorry that I misunderstood you when I introduced my girlfriend to you. Actually, I didn't catch the meaning. You are such a dish at all.
It's okay. I know sometimes my slang might.Go beyond your knowledge. Frankly, I think you two could make beautiful music together.
But neither of us know how to play an instrument.
刚解释了一个误会，又来了一个误会。
对，实际上是 you are such a dish, 就是好漂亮，对吧？那 to make beautiful music together, 就是会在一起都很幸福的，对吧？
对，就像我们汉语里面有一个琴瑟和谐。
对，相映成趣哈，这两个真是异曲同工啊。So if you said you heard that you two could make beautiful music together, 应该说thank you.
I feel very happy to be with somebody.
Yes, that's right.
And this make, 注意动词用 make beautiful music together.
然后 man in the street.
在街上的男人。
Hi, guess what I'm going to tell you.
Come on, don't keep me waiting.
Jenny is about to marry.
No kidding, marry who?
A man in the street.
Is she going to marry a man whom he encountered in the street?
这里说玛丽要结婚了，嫁给谁？ A man in the street.
就是在街上随意碰到的一个人吗？
不是，这个说 a man in the street 就是我们每天在街上能碰到的。
平凡，没有什么特别之处。
没有什么特别知识啊，或者技术啊，不是什么牛人，好像很普通的
人。Man in the street.
Yeah, so when you say, Jenny is about to marry.
Come on, marry whom?
No kidding, marry whom? Yes, a man in the street.
Oh, I can't believe it. Jenny used to be so proud and particular.
Yes, man in the street 就要跟 proud 和 particular 相对应了哈。
对，他以前都是那么的高傲，那么的觉得与众不同。
对，
与众不同，为什么就嫁了一个 man in the street, 嫁了一个很平凡的人呢？
Right?
Man in the street.
Yes. Meat and poison.
Meat, 肉 poison, 毒肉。What's that mean?
You know what Julie said about the new math teacher?
No, I'm not familiar with her.
She said the teacher knew nothing about how to teach students at all.
Why did she say so?
I don't know, maybe one's meat is another one's poison.
You really confuse me by saying that.
啊，其实这里的 one's meat is another one's poison 其实还是蛮简单的。
一个人对一个人对他来说是肉，可是对另一个人来说就是毒。
就是我们的萝卜白菜人
各有所 爱, 所爱。
Right, 所以很生动对吧、one's meat is another one's poison.
我们这个 title 里面讲的是 meat 和 poison, 实际上这句话应该 分展开来说对吧、就是、one's meat is another's
man's poison.
Really vivid.
Yes, this remark is very much to the point, 非常切重要的点。So, one's meat is another one's poison, another man's poison.
Really good.
Let's see. Miss a boat.
Miss the boat.
错过了
什么机会？
船开走了。Okay, let's see. You're so depressed. What's the matter?
Last night I was going to invite Clara to a pop concert.
Did you? Pop music is her favorite, so she must be very excited.
But I missed the boat.
Why? You don't need to take a boat to meet her.
I mean, something urgent happened and I didn't go to her home.
Miss a boat 呢，就是错失良机啦。本来他有一个很好的机会去接近 Clara 的，对吧？但是因为 miss a boat, 所以他没去成。那 miss a boat 就是错失良机的意思。
不要以为是错过航班而不能怎么着，不能如何？
对，
就是错失良机了，无论是什么原因。
Let's see. 我们再来说一个动物。You are doing a great job. What is all this monkey business?
What? Even if you do like, you do not like it, you should not criticize our work.
I don't mean to. I love your work very much. There must be some misunderstanding here.
That's the 这里面的
monkey 就出问题了，对吧？
对 ，monkey business。
Monkey business, 我们在中国人看来 monkey 啊，聪明机灵的象征，对吧？但是在国外人眼里就不一样，但是在汉语中也有贬义的用法，比如耍猴、猴把戏之类的 ，right?、而这里的 monkey business 是说还不错了，用的是贬义词，而用于褒义，显得更幽默，互相拉近之间的距离。
我觉得还是挺不好懂的。关键是取决于上下文和场景，如果是很熟悉的朋友之间就比较容易沟通。
所以用了 monkey business 可以换成这种 You're doing a great job, you little monkey.
Thanks, I spent nearly a month on it. It should not be too bad.
It's really great. I always know you are able to make wonders. 我知道你能创造奇迹了。
所以说 your little monkey that's really sweet and close.
Yes. 好，复习一下 make beautiful music together.
Really,
琴瑟和谐
相应成趣。
Man in the street.
An ordinary man.
Yes,
很平常的一个。
对 ，meat and poison.
One's meat is another man's poison.
对，
萝卜白菜各有所爱。
对 ，miss a boat.
错失良机 ，you lose the chance.
Your little monkey 就是你这个聪明的小猴子，有的时候反话也正说，对吧？所以
your little monkey 真的是上下文来说了。
对 ，so you have to depend on the context.
Welcome to Real and Relax. 您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，登录 www.cooler.com， 最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
下面我们来 ，the next part is the sentences。是《洛杉矶时报》上曾经有篇报道说。日本号称是世界最大的经济大国了，但据说日本国民并不是很富裕，而且报道说日本也有很多人因为高消费而破产。高消费怎么说呢
？Excessive consumption。
这里面就涉及到一个债务的问题。如果为了还清甲的债务而向乙伸手借钱，这个是很地道的说法，就是
borrow from Peter to pay Paul。
Peter 和 Paul 是两个非常普通的、非常平常用的英语的名字，在这里面来代替双方吧。原来的用语就是用 rob Peter to pay Paul， 就是把钱从 Peter 那抢过来，然后还给 Paul。所以跟别人借钱是什么 borrow， 借钱给别人呢
？Lend 或者 loan。
啊 ，loan， 一般说我们像银行贷款一般都是用 loan 哈。
嗯、
okay, listen.、
Can
I borrow some money? Yeah.
How much?
500.
I don't have that kind of money. Why do you need so much money?
I have to make an out loan payment. That is 2 weeks overdue.
Why don't you use your credit card?
I've already used them all up to the limit.I've been borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Oh yeah.
这里面就是说的，我的贷款已经过了，已经过期了，所以要赶紧借钱。他说为什么不用信用卡呢？因为信用卡已经透支了。
啊。
所以还是就是很窘、很窘迫的场面了。
一片惨淡呐。
嗯。
那只能拆了东墙
补
西
墙。对，就是汉语里面的拆东墙补西墙了。OK， 那现在就是拆东墙补西墙怎么说？I borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
啊，我从 Peter 那借钱来还 Paul.
嗯，
一般还信用卡。Little girls do this, huh?
嗯哼。Okay, now let's move to the third part. That is
little story.
Story about a beggar.
嗯。
哦，
我们今天来说一说 consideration.
嗯，考虑别人。Okay, one day a 10-year-old boy went to an ice cream shop, sat at a table and asked the waitress, How much is a cream cone?
一天一个10岁的男孩子走进一家冰淇淋店，他坐在旁桌边的女招待，一个冰淇淋桶要多少钱？
And she said, 75 cents. And the boy started counting the cones he had in his hand. Then he asked how much a small cup of ice cream was.
男孩子75美分他说男孩子开始手数中的硬币接着他问一小杯冰淇淋要多少钱
And the waitress impatiently replied 65 cents
女招待不耐烦地回答65美分
The boy said I will have the small ice cream cup He had his cream ice cream paid the bill and left
嗯，男孩说那么我要一小杯冰淇淋他吃完冰淇淋付了账就离开了
When the waitress came to pick up the empty plate, she was touched. Underneath were 10 one-cent coins as tip.
当女招待来收拾空盘子的时候，她被感动了。原来在盘子底下还有十分钱作为给她的小费。
The little boy had consideration for the waitress before he ordered his ice cream. He showed sensitivity and caring.He thought of others before himself.
小男孩在点冰淇淋之前就为女招待着想，他敏感而体贴，他再次考虑自己前就先考虑了别人。
If we all thought like the little boy, we would have a great place to live. Show consideration, courtesy, and politeness. Thoughtfulness shows a caring attitude.
如果我们都像这个男孩这样思考，我们就会有一个更美好的家园。要展现出自己的关心、谦卑与礼貌，因为周全的考虑是一种表示关怀的态度。
So that's the consideration point, and we hope that every day and everyone, before you do one thing, just consider others. Then others will do the same thing to you. So our world will be a happy place.
Yes. So that's all for today.
Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.